Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you by saying Habari Ghani to my old friend and saying what's up to my new friend. I am your advocate. I'm the one here to serve you. I'm your advisor. I'm here also to serve you. And your Maliwa. I'm your mother, too. Welcome back, family. I've been gone for a while. Had to take a little sabbatical. But we're making up for it, so this is a rescheduled show. So if you missed out on that last show on the 14th, this is a rescheduled show. And that would have been our very first day to discuss our new book club and also to discuss the courses that we will be offering. And if you go out on my billboard, you will see some of the suggested courses. I did tell you that we were going to be bringing something in pertaining to law. I do have a description of that course, and we are working things out right now so that you could go and sign up, hopefully on the for those courses. And one of them is in the legal area. Now, we're calling it street law, but that course itself is not called street law. It's working in the area of legal laws and giving you information about the courtroom. And it's just a starter. And then there's also a language course, a language and literature course, in addition to a child development course for our families. Now, this is sponsored by Allison. They have courses that they are encouraging people to sign up for, and some of them are free of charge. And they do have certificates as well as diplomas. Now, those certificates and diplomas are not free, of course. I think they charge a surcharge for those courses that offer the certificate and the diploma. However, you can audit those classes and go through them. We're now trying to see if we can get those classes put in a manageable room with all of our students together. Now, the main thing I want you to do is to enroll in classes. You can go right to Allison.com, and on the billboard, there's a little bit of information about Allison. So you can go and sign up there. Now, I want you to understand we've been talking about getting our book club together, and today we are going to be talking to you about the book club to-go kit. Now, I don't know how many of you go and frequent the library, but I suggest you go and check your library out and see if they have books to-go. It's a kit. So if you're going to sponsor your own book team, you can take that book to-go wherever you want and any facility that would house you. Now, we're planning on having our books to go at T.J. Mahoney, and we're going to be featuring there at that particular lounge, which is an eatery, where you can actually go one night a week, possibly one day a month, if we're trying to work out the days now, but we're going to be featuring our book list there. And in just a moment, I'll be telling you more about the books that we're going to be featuring. Now, we're getting on the topic of who would care to read. as you know, this room is all about reading. So you know that every once in a while we have to get back on subject, and that's what we're doing for the remaining of this month. We will, however, be featuring some women that will come in to talk about Women History Month, but we'll be focusing on our topic of dealing with enrolling in courses as well as getting involved with our book club. We'd like to thank you very much, and stay tuned. We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere, so hold tight.
Well, Mona is a message. Got to get the message to our brothers and sisters.
Our chat rooms are now open now, and you're welcome to come into the chat room. I'd like to do our libation before we go farther and acknowledging our ancestors, something we have done since the inception of our room opening. We like to continue to do that. We pour libations to Oluduma Marae and say, I say. We pour libations to my mother's spirit, Yamanye, and I say, Obatala. My father's spirit as well. Yamanye, I see. I like to pull libation to Obatala, and I say, I say. I like to call on my mother spirit, Clara Mae Jenkins, Robert Jenkins, Mary Lou Hawkins, Tommy Pete Harvey. I like to call on Eugene Lilly, Marvin Jenkins. I like to call on Robert Jenkins. I like to call on the name of Ethelie Pope, Mary Lou Hawkins, Tommy Pete Harvey. I like to call on Michelle Harvey and Michael Harvey, and I say, And as we pour the libation, ladies and gentlemen, always remember it is our ancestors that could reconnect us back to the greater spirit, and they're the sum total of why we're here. They've made it possible that we can stand here in this room unmolested and be able to talk without fear of any type of distraction. Now, once again, we ought to remember our ancestors because it is their shoulders we stand on, and we do tap into their melanin, and their melanin is what makes us strong and gives us the strength as if they have never left us. We know that they are nothing but energy, and energy cannot be recreated, nor can it ever die. So we know that energy is still out in the atmosphere. So if you want, why don't you tap into that energy and reconnect back to the greater circle. Now, as I indicated to you, we do have a book list, and I'd like to give you the book for the month of March. And that book is called Dandelion Summer by Lisa Wingate. And you can find that book at your local library. If not, you can go on Amazon.com. That is the book we will be discussing for the month of March. Now, as I said, we will be going to T.J. Mahoney to have our book discussion, the book discussion where we work with the book club to go. Now, there will be some of you who will be connecting by way of the chat room and Blog Talk. So I would encourage you to come in once you get the book. You can probably even download it or upload it on your e-book. Some of those e-books are free of charge, and you can read it that way as well. Our book for the month of April will be The Flight of Gemini, Party by Margaret Livingsway. Now, some people like to read more than one book at the same time. Now, for those of you who are not adventuresome and just avid readers, just stick to the Dandelion Summer so that we won't get things confused in here as we talk about the discussion of that book. Now, this book club to go is something I'm suggesting you could go to your local library if you want to head up your own book club and ask them to give you the kit and let them know you don't want to go online because some of the book clubs are online where you can meet online and answer questions. It's so impersonal that way, I think, and a lot of people feel the same way. I prefer to be able to see the people at least face-to-face once a month. And that's why we decided to go with the book club to go. And we can take that kit out of the library, check it out for a month, and go into any of our favorite lounges or restaurants and have our book discussion. Now, you can go and rent space, or you can actually reserve space for free. And also, I want you to know that there are plenty of places that welcome you. And one of those places that you can go to are donut shops, coffee shops. They welcome your book clubs. They did with us. And that way you can go in and have a meal around your book club. It's very important that we should bond together. So this is an opportunity to get people out of the house and bond together. Now, let me tell you a little something else. You ought to get to know your librarian. And now, more than ever before, the librarians are becoming the cross-trained in every aspect because they are downscaling the librarians because of the overhead and economic cost. So those librarians are well-trained. So all you have to do is ask the librarian. If they can't find it, they know how to look it up for you. It's very important that you should take your library serious and your library card, too, and make sure that you are in that library utilizing your tax dollars because you pay taxes for utilizing that facility. Now, what's so good about a book club, and especially an African-American book club? Now, one thing we have to understand, we also have a book list for African-Americans of books that we should read, and I will be bringing them on board a little bit later. Because we have our own selection of books, even though we see those bestsellers out there that sometimes have nothing to do with our culture, nothing whatsoever. But we read those books anyway. And let us not forget, to read our own African-American authors' books who have written so elegantly about us and our time and in our geographical area. Now, it's not impossible to have a good playwright or a good author who is African-American. We ought to patronize those people. Now, one of the things I will say is that when you begin to start writing, these courses will come in handy. One of the classes that we are recommending is a language and literature class. That is a class that will give you a little insight on your written work so you have something to compare it with. The class is set up under Allison for free, and you can take that class while you're learning to write. Now, we're not just talking about reading books. We're also talking about getting involved with our literary writing side. If you are well-written and you write, this is the time of the month to start writing. Now, as you know, April is National Poetry Month. There will be a lot of poetry slams, all kinds of opportunities to present your work. So you want to get an early start and start writing now. Now, this particular segment will be focusing in on getting our students to go back and take some continuing education classes. And if you look out on our billboard, you'll see some of those classes in child development. Child development is what I'm pushing because I think you can't get enough child development foundation and understanding the study of a child. But that is a recommended course that's also offered through Allison. And once I get all of the details, I will have all of that set up on my Facebook so you could possibly sign up there. But in the meantime, in the between time, go and sign up directly with Allison, and we will bring all of the groups together that are from the blog talk so we can have some commonality to talk as a group. But it's very important that we understand that every household should be able to learn something about law. Now, this course is the study of law and how the courtrooms are ran and the procedures. I think you'll like the course, and there are modules that you have to complete. So don't think you're just going to go in there and rest upon these online courses. Online courses are very involved, and you have to post and you have to give your comments. So it's very crucial that you consider which course to take. You might not want to take all three of them at one time. You might want to just take one, okay? But they are there for you to sign up. Now, I've been online all afternoon working on how to get those classes under one house, under one website. And I'm waiting to hear back now if we can manage them under our website rather than going on to Allison's website. But that is still yet to be determined. In the meantime, we're an educational room here, and we believe in promoting literacy. And we also believe in promoting developmental of child development for families because we know that families are the first parents. And we want every household to understand their rights and their laws, as I told you. We can't just go on talking about what our rights are without having the opportunity to learn about it. Now, here's your opportunity to learn. Now, get in those books and begin to learn something. The main thing that I want you to understand is books clubs can be fun. We can do all kind of mystery things. And some of the mystery things we plan on doing is we plan on having gifts and little tokens for those people who solve the mystery of the plot. And I went to a program once where it was a book that everyone was supposed to have read, and when we got there, there was all sorts of mystery plots where we were responsible for giving the clues and answering the clues, and those who were able to meet those challenges were given small trinkets of gifts. And that's how you keep it interesting. You want to keep it interesting. And you want to have fun around it. Now, for those of you who use this book club for an opportunity for dating, matching, or meeting new people, this is a good time to meet new people because when you go to these book clubs, you get a chance to talk to people for a change. Now, in the past, people have been going to discotheques, and there's no time for interaction and talking. Now, I'm saying go to a book club to meet somebody nice that has somewhat of the same qualities you have. Now, once again, we're talking on the subject of book clubs. You can call in at 646-478-0270. You can call in and our chat rooms are open. You can come in and chat about it and tell us what you think about having an adult book club, especially one for the females. Now, we're going to break this down a little bit later and have one for the females and one for the male. But this one is a generic one because we have to take our time when we put that together. So this is a generic one, so everyone is welcome to this one. But eventually we will break it down to having the female book club and then the male book club. And then we'll try to get them to have their separate discussion. But in the meantime, I'd like to say thank you so much for joining our book club and being a part of it. Now, also, Where Girls Are Rising, there is a special book that we will be featuring for the females. And that is a book pertaining to the struggle that women have been going through in many of the different countries. And I will present that book a little bit later on, and that will probably be our first book for our female group only. Now, I still am soliciting for a male that would actually like to co-host the room and be a part of our male book club so that they could actually facilitate that. I don't have my tribe with me anymore, so I can't very well get that particular thing done. But if there's anyone that would like to volunteer for that in the male category, that would be just fine. Now, let me also say the public libraries right now are merging. And a large amount of your inner cities' libraries are evaporating. And in order for them to stay and your taxpayer dollars to keep them alive, you've got to utilize them. Now, of all of the cards that you have, your library card should be used the most. And you should be more acquainted with utilizing that card like a credit card. Okay, the reason why I say that is because there's so much information on the Internet that you can access, so much free information that your taxpayers' dollars pay for. So it's very, very important that you take that card and wear it out and use it as much as you can. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I'll meet you right back in the atmosphere. Welcome back, family. You've got your Omi Inca here live coming to you straight from my studio. We are talking about our brand new book club. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are featuring the libraries all over the county, all over the state, all over the world. So for those librarians, look alive, because I'm sending those troops out to you, and they're going to be requesting books because they're trying to become literate. Now, if you haven't used your library card in a while, why don't you go and get it and dust it off so you can get that card to squealing again and you can go out and get some books and start reading. Now, it's very important that we keep our literacy up. And the way you do that, you read interesting books. And even so, you could even write interesting books. Now, for those of you who are literate and like writing, the course that I have out on my billboard, it is a language and literacy course to help you to get started. Now, you can also go to Lulu, www.lulu.com, and you can start one of your chapters there and park your book on Lulu.com and get the instructions you need for all the things you need, like an ISBN number, and also it will assist you in putting up your web page. But it's very important that we understand that everybody has a story to tell, and there is a book in all of us, and we have to only take time to post to our journals and to write a little bit every day. And even better, if you like recording and doing audio first and then transcribing your audios over to a transcript, that's even possible too. But I feel that after you've lived a life of 50 years old, you should have an autobiography to tell somebody about your life and be able to talk about it through your written work. Now, I want to also say to those men, we are not making you off. You're welcome into this room. And this is the generic all-purpose book club for men and women. We won't start the all-males and all-women group until a little bit later on. We want to get this one up and running and established first. Now, the book that I just told you about, when I indicated for the month of March, Dandelion Summer, we're going to get into that by Lisa Wingate. We'll get into that next time we meet, and we'll go into details about some of the main plots of that story. So you want to go out and get a copy of it or borrow it from your local library. You can do that if you're not in the market for spending. But I don't know about you, but you should have a library at home. Start purchasing books at secondhand stores. You can find some great books there, but you need to have your own very own library. That's right, your own library of the books that you hold near and dear to you. And you need to read them every now and then. Don't just sit them up on the shelf so they can collect dust. It's very vital that when someone talks to you about current event and about books of new authors, that you at least have a working knowledge about them. I know I've been a little bit rusty about staying up to date with reading and finding out who are the latest artists or the latest authors. So it's very important for me to get back into that. And I realize here in this room, we've been doing a lot of interviewing of different people, but I want to bring in some more authors and playwrights so we can talk more about their work. Now, if you'd like to light up that phone line right about now, 646-478-0270, you could do so. And our chat rooms are open, so you can chat about it in the chat room. Now, I'm sitting in that chat room by myself, and we normally have people in the chat room. Where are you at, chat people? Usually you're writing and you're commenting. And I know tonight is Friday night, but those of you who are still stuck at home, this is the time to join Omi in the chat room. Now, let me go on a little bit about the Book Club To Go Kit. This is something like a Cadillac on wheels, ladies and gentlemen. When you go to your library, if they don't have this kit, ask them if they could create a kit for you with everything in it, such as your book, and the question and answers pertaining to the book. And once they put all of that together, you can get enough copies for at least 20 people that will be in your group, and you can take that on wheels or in a bag and check it out for a month so that you and your group can meet. But what's really important is that you and your group will bond together and develop long-time friendships. That's what's going on now, and that's what's up. People are not developing long-term friendships, and they only know each other from a distance. But book clubs will give you a chance to become acquainted with other people who have common interests. And it is so vital that you keep your literacy skills high, because illiteracy is at an all-time high. People just fail to read, and their skills begin to evaporate, and they have low skills in comprehension as well as literary enunciation. Now, one of the things that we want to do in this room is to make people more literate and give them an opportunity to read as many books as they can. So we are going to be placing some of these books not only within reach but online so you can access the book. One of the things we like for you to do initially is to go out and look for this book, the book I just told you, on your own, just to take the initiative. And that book, again, is Dandelion Summer by Lisa Wingate. Now, if you could go out and find that book, and when you come back in here, which we're scheduled to come back in here, I think, on tomorrow or even Monday, then be able to discuss that book with us intelligently. I would love to hear what the plot is, who are the major characters, and a little bit about their characteristics, and what is the thrust and the main plot of the story. Now, we did used to do a lot with African-American history books, and we covered a lot about the theme and the narrative. And I started that, and I saw that people were very interested in that because it encouraged them to read more. Now, that might be a good book for us to work on for our African American agency, men and women, but have separate groups. It's very vital that we learn about our history and we learn a little bit about our culture. And that is why I indicated to you we need to have street law to understand how the court system works and understand how the study of law works. So you can go out, take a look at that course, and register for that course under Allison and learn everything you can about the laws and the court system. Now, I want us to be literate. I want us to be on top of things, and I want us to be familiar. And the only way you can do that, like Michael Bazin said, is be a mentor. And he taught me one thing about being a mentor. You got to get out of your comfort zone, and you got to get out in the community to be a mentor. And it's very vital that we take our book club to the streets. That's why you've got to get out of your comfort zone instead of saying, I'm doing this book club online. You get out in the community so people can see that you're an avid reader and you communicate with people. Now, being a mentor to help these children learn to read is very vital because there's so many children that cannot get out of high school because they cannot bust the verb or enunciate or cannot read. So it is our responsibility to open up our doors to even have reading academies. One of the things that I've done now that I finished that program in English as a second language, I have a school called the Buddy School, the Buddy Tutor. And that Buddy Tutor is offering tutoring lessons, not for free, of course. It is for charge, and we have set it up. And that Buddy Tutor is set up where you can get one-on-one attention in the areas of dealing with language and grammar. It's an excellent organization. I've just put my website together, and I'll be possibly publishing my first class in about another month. Right now I'm trying to get set up on Skype, but I certainly want to use those skills that I learned in English as a second language so I could tutor someone in grammatical English. Now, for those of you who think this is going to be fun, you're right, it's going to be fun because we're going to have tea, ladies. That's right. We're going to have tea in here. I don't know if you're tea drinkers or not, but you're going to get with the program and become tea drinkers. All right? And as we go out into the community, we are going to be prescribing to our restaurant hosts that we like to have all flavors of tea. We're going to be known as the tea-drinking women as we go out to wait for our meals and we discuss our books. Now, sometimes we won't always have a meal. We might have tea and a dessert. But it's very important that you bond with people when reading books because they can become so emotional and the books will connect you to a lot of things that is going on in your life. Now, why am I pushing literacy among grown-ups? Because there's so many grown-ups who still don't know how to read yet and still need help. Now, am I talking against those people? No, I'm not. I'm letting them know there's a place to go if you need that help in tutoring. I put myself out there once before and said, if anyone needs that help in tutoring, that we would provide a place. And we have provided that place. Tutoring is very expensive and it's very costly and timely. We cannot provide tutoring for free. That portion will not be for free. Now, with the Allison courses that they offer, some of the courses they offer are free. And you've got to get out to www.allison.com and sign up for those courses that are free. And look up the three courses that I told you about, the Child Development Studies, the Legal Law Studies, as well as the Language Literature course as well, so that you can start getting some courses behind you. Now, there is even another school that's out there that actually gives you credit hours, and the fees are reduced for those of you who are trying to gain credit hours. But for those of you who are just trying to better yourself and your skills, we offer the classes with Promoting Allison, and they give certificates, not necessarily CEUs or credits, okay? Now, for you people who are very, very interested in being a part of something or wanting to start something of your own, why not start a book club to go? And when you start that book club, go over to your library, ask them if they have a book club to go. Tell them you don't want to do the book club online. or you don't want to meet at the library. You want to start your own group where you may meet at some of you girls' home and switch up from time to time. But it's certainly important that you should get that reading in and post to your journal every day about what you read so that it'll be fresh in your mind so you can come in for discussion. Now, I want to say this much. Books are fun, and books can come alive, and they can allow you to travel, and they can take you around the world. Now, when you read those adventuresome books, it feels like you've taken a trip somewhere. Now, I want to take you on a trip somewhere. I want you to be able to read books that will give you an opportunity to take a journey. I mean a mad journey, so that you have lots to talk about and experiences that you will accomplish just by reading a good book. Why not pick up a book today and read to a child? Take some time to read to a child. It doesn't cost you very much to spend time reading to your grandchildren or reading to your children yourself. But it's very important that you should take the time to read a book to your children and find the time to read to someone who can't read for themselves, like elderly people in nursing homes. So we're going to push reading. We're going to mentor readers in this class. And for those who would like to become scholars, we can help you do that as well. You can become a literacy coach and push reading. You know, the RIF program, they have tons of funds and money, and we've been propositioning them to give more money to RIF so we could get more books put into the community for African-American low-income families. So we have to continue to talk to RIF about giving those funds so that we can create more books in the lower socioeconomic communities. So if we get a book in every child's hand, we know that every parent will have the opportunity to remediate that child so that they won't slip through the cracks. And that's what's happening to our children. They're slipping through the cracks. And a lot of them are leaving the school building unable to read. And that's the worst thing in the world when so many people die for us to read. Now in this day and age, we have more literacy than we ever have had before in the course of history. We got to do something about that. We got to make our people more literate. We got to close the gap of illiteracy so that we have the opportunity to say, do you care to read? I care to read. So if you care to read, you get the next one to care to read. Each one can reach one, and each one can teach one. So we help each other to learn to read, and we master the program. And we become literate readers and avid readers so that we can open up doors and we have the opportunity to apply for credentials and certificates to show that we've accomplished something. And these courses I was telling you about, there are diplomas you can apply for and certificates with the price, of course. Don't forget I said that. The courses may be free, but if you apply for the certificate and the diplomas, you pay a fee. But you can hang that plaque on your wall and show that you completed an accomplishment of an assignment. Now, I want you to become very, very bold about this, and I want you to stick with this reading because I know it's going to take you somewhere, and it's going to take you on a journey. And when you come back, you'll be able to tell us about it. So why not pull out that book and start reading, and when you come back, you'll be able to tell me something about that book, giving me the plot of the Dandelion Summers, giving me the characters in the story, and tell me a little bit about the irony in the book and where are they going with it? Where was the location? Where is it? Do the five W's, who, what, when, where, and how. So when we come back, we'll be able to discuss that. I'd like to thank you. I am Mrs. Harvey's baby sister, and I borrowed your airways for a temporary time. I'd like to give your world back to you by saying Habari Dunny and Odabo. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you on the next go-around when we come together again.
shop owner, I want your business. What must I do to convince you that I'm here to service you? I live in the...
Ladies and gentlemen, there was one thing I meant to tell you on the... There will be a 13th annual literary tea, and that is Mrs. Mayhem Room's story. And that will be located at the Mirabelle Branch Library, 1919 West 81st Street, 81st Avenue in Mirabelle, U.S. 30. For those of you who are northern Indiana, you can get out there and participate. That is for a fee, of course, $18 per person at the door. But you want to be a part of that particular tea. We're starting off something with women who are engaging themselves in literary teas. So get out there and support that library and be a part of that. If you're from the northern Indiana area, we'll see you there. Stay tuned, and I'll be back at you on the following Monday, I think. Stay tuned.
I want your business. What must I do to convince you that I'm here to service you? I live in the neighborhood, and my ways are just as good. Why don't you come and support me the way you know you should? My brothers who got all their wealth, they say God bless the child who's got his own. Though a child be blessed, he can't do much alone. Who can I turn to if I can't count on you? What is a small businessman to do?
Everyone that wants to get paid, what we don't have, we will create. Oh.
Oh,